After trailing in the polls throughout his entire primary campaign, Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum became the Democratic nominee for governor last week. On this week's Florida Matters, we talk about the surprise results and races to keep an eye on as we move closer to the November election. In this preview, host Robin Sussingham talks to Zach Anderson, political editor at the Sarasota Herald-Tribune, and veteran political analyst William March about how pollsters got the primary race so wrong.
Something I've said for years, it's harder for a pollster to get an accurate result in a primary election than it is in a general election. And the reason for that is primaries are much lower turnout, and the outcome is going to depend on who decides to go to the polls for whatever reason. Whereas general election, you've got a much broader swath of the voters, and a random sample is more likely to be accurate. A similar thing happened to some extent in 2016 when a lot of people were surprised by Trump's win, although in that case, polls did show Trump closing in on Clinton as Election Day approached. I think what happened is voters who are not regular, normal, reliable voters, the ones who pollsters look at when they choose their samples, suddenly turned up and went to the polls and surprised the pollsters. So the turnout was not what the pollsters would have expected.
Zach?
It really was pretty shocking to see Gillum win when I don't think he led in a single poll, and a lot of polls had him in fourth place, third place, not even really second place. Now, the polls started to pick up a bit of a surge for him towards the end, but I still don't think anything other than maybe one internal poll from his campaign actually had him in the lead. So they got it pretty wrong on the Democratic side. It's a bit of a hard race to poll, as William mentioned. I mean, having a primary makes it different. Having five candidates makes it different. I think a lot of people waited towards the end to really fully decide who they were going to vote for. And the idea that maybe some non-traditional voters, some low propensity voters came out for Gillum sounds logical. I think his campaign was targeting them. But it's still very shocking to see a candidate who was never leading and often was third or fourth place in the polls actually pull it out. And on the GOP side, you know, a lot of the polls towards the end, a number of public polls had Putnam within reach of DeSantis, and it ended up being a 19-point win for DeSantis, which is just amazing. And it's a word of caution to journalists, to everyone. You have to really scrutinize these polls, how big the sample size is, how they weight the people that they're surveying, and whether they're getting a proper look at the electorate. It really was pretty shocking to see the polls be this off.
Political scientist Aubrey Jewett made an interesting comment, interviewed by the Tampa Bay Times. I think this was right before the primary, and was asked why Democrats weren't hitting Gillum more on this investigation by the FBI on the corruption in Tallahassee city government. And Aubrey Jewett said that Gillum hadn't polled well enough to warrant those attacks from the Democratic opponents. So that complacence over the polling might have cost them.
The biggest source of attack ads, I think, in the primary was Jeff Green, the Palm Beach billionaire, who came in late and spent millions of his own dollars on ads. And his main targets were Gwen Graham and Phil Levine.
Mm-hmm.
Again, they were thought to be the leaders. Gillum simply was not thought to be enough of a threat for the Democrats to attack him. I believe that as of Election Day, the Real Clear Politics polling average in that race still showed Gwen Graham with about a 6 or 7 point lead.